Well, again, a blessed Christmas to all of you. On Sunday, when I was giving the sermon, I had asked the people there to think about Joseph and put themselves in his shoes for that day. And tonight, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing, but this time, I want you to put yourselves into the shoes of Mary and think about what she's going through. We know the Bible tells us that Mary knew that she was going to be the mother of Jesus. We hear about the angel Gabriel coming to Mary and saying that he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. She knows that now. That's not anything new to her. And she received that news with great joy. In fact, she sings the hymn, the Magnificat, that we sing oftentimes in church. She's praising God for the very blessing that he has given to her, the ability, the honor of being the mother of God's own son. And that boy is going to be named Jesus, which means God saves, or God is our salvation. Now, she's honored, even though she's in low standing in the world. She's just a young girl. She has nothing particularly notable about her. But she so gives thanks to God for what she has done for her. And she knows that this baby is going to be not only a blessing to her, but to the nation, to the whole world. And like any mother, finding out that she's pregnant, I'm sure she is thinking, I'm hoping the best for this child, that he will grow up to be that king that God has promised, that he will be the one and only Savior of this world. But these things are still in the future. She only knows that she's going to have a child, and his name will be Jesus, the Son of God. But right now, she's got to deal with more mundane things. Joseph says, we've got to go. We've got to leave Nazareth. We have to walk down to Bethlehem because the Roman emperor has said, we've got to do this. And so they have to pack up whatever things they have, and they start a 90-plus mile trek. Now, we often see Joseph leading a donkey. There's a good chance they both walked. And remember what the Bible says. She's pregnant. In fact, she's pretty much great with child. She's got the belly out to here. And any of you mothers would understand what it's like to have to walk 90 feet at that size, much less 90 miles. She's got to deal with this. This is not how life was supposed to be. She's going to be the mother of a king. And then when they do get to Bethlehem, finally, there's no room. Bethlehem's a small town. They don't have Holiday Inns. The only way you can find a place to stay is ask for the good graces of one of the family. Knock on their door and say, we are the family of David. Could you just put us up? But everybody had already taken the best spots. But they were not going to let them sit out on the street. And so one of the family said, well, I'll give you what I have. It's the room where the animals stay in the evening to stay warm. So that's where they go. The mother's about to give birth. She's walked 90 miles. I don't think she's in a very happy mood. Now she's got to sit in this room where there's animals. And it's probably not smelling very good. All she's got is straw. And now she's going to be giving birth in this place. This mean, dirty little stable. And I'm sure she's not very happy about that. Flies buzzing, and the pain's coming, and there's no epidurals in those days. She may have had a midwife, we aren't told. It could have been very well just herself and Joseph who had to deliver this baby. Martin Luther writes about this. He said, think women, he's talking to the women in his congregation. There was no one there to bathe the baby. There was no warm water, probably not even cold water. No fire to light. The mother was herself the midwife and maid. A cold manger was the bed and the bathtub. And who showed the poor girl what to do? She had never been a baby. She had never had a baby before. I'm amazed the little one did not freeze. But don't make Mary a stone. Meaning, don't make her to be out to be this really hard, strong person. It must have gone straight to her heart that she was abandoned. She was flesh and blood and must have felt miserable. And Joseph, too, that she was left this way all alone and no one to help in a strange land in the middle of winter. Her eyes would have been moist, even though she was happy and aware that the baby was God's son and the Savior of the world. She was not a stone, though. For the higher people are in the favor of God, the more tender they are. I think Luther just wanted to get across. She's a mother, and she's going to do her best to take care of that little baby. Now, that's not a very auspicious start for the one who's called to be king of the nation, who is son of God. It's not the kind of birth that one would expect. You would expect him to be in a place of royalty, a place where things are taken care of well for him. But there was no place even to lay him down. They had to put him in a manger. Joseph couldn't even bring one along, couldn't bring a portable crib. So they laid him in a manger, a wooden manger. And I don't know if Mary realized it or not, but that wooden manger was prophetic. Because his first place that Jesus laid was on a piece of wood. The last place he would be laid was a piece of wood. And she took them and wrapped them in swaddling clothes, the scripture tells us, grabbing whatever pieces of cloth she could have and wrapped them up tightly. And that's what Jesus would be doing the day he died, wrapped up tightly, laying in a tomb. Did Mary know about this? Did she see the future? I don't think so. Did Mary know what was really going to happen? There's a hymn or a song that's played oftentimes, and it's called Mary, Did You Know? You wonder, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save sons and daughters, that he would walk on water? Did you know that your baby would deliver you? Did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind? Did you know that your baby boy is going to calm the storms on the sea? Did you know that your baby boy has already walked with angels? Did you know that your baby boy will help the blind see, the deaf hear, the dead will live again? Did you know that your baby boy is the Lord of all creation? Did Mary know these things? Scriptures give us a hint that she did understand that Jesus was meant for great things. After all, the angel told him, he's the Son of God, Son of the Most High, and he will be king, and his kingdom will be never-ending. But I don't think Mary was thinking about how that kingdom would come about. I don't think she looked and thought about how the road to that kingdom would, how that would lead and where it would lead to. I don't think she had any idea of the terrible things that that baby boy would have to go through to become king and to save us. And I don't think she had any idea that the sword was going to pierce her heart, as Simeon would say when she took that baby to see them in the temple. When the baby was born, you'd think a king would have all these wonderful announcements, all these great announcements to saying, he's here now, let's come and worship him and show our pride and praise to this new king. Well, I don't think Mary had any calling cards or letters that she sent out. No Facebook notifications in those days. No one in her family was even there to spread the word. She was alone, alone in a strange place with a brand new husband and a new baby. And as far as the world was concerned, this meant nothing. But yet, that very night, something unexpected happened to her. A whole bunch of shepherds came running up to their stable that night, and they started looking and talking about what this person, this little baby, was all about. And I'm sure they were telling Mary and Joseph what they had just seen themselves, that an angel of the Lord had come to them, and that this angel of the Lord had showered on them their glory by saying, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And then the whole company of angels from heaven appeared and burst out in song, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." As I said, I would think the shepherds told Mary and Joseph all about this, and Mary's going, "I just don't understand. I don't get it. What's going on with this baby that I don't even understand?" Because the angels were rejoicing that this Lord, this child, had come into this world. These angels were ecstatic. They were joyfully ecstatic over the fact that God had come into this world, that he had put on human flesh and blood, that he had come to save you and me from our sinfulness, from our own death, from our own separation from God. He had come to do this for you. And the angels are joyful that God has done this for you. And what's the good news that they are singing about? What is that good news? The good news is that the prophets have been fulfilled. The Old Testament prophets who said the Son of God, who have said that God is going to send his Messiah, that this Messiah would come and save his people from their sins. And now it had happened. The good news is that the good news was now here in the flesh, and that he would come and do exactly what we needed, to suffer and die for us so that we could be saved. Now, just a quick side note about why did they come to the shepherds? You know, why didn't they go to the kings? Why didn't they go to the big, high and mighty religious people like the high priest or all the other priests? Why didn't these angels come to them? Instead, they came to the shepherds. And consider this. The shepherds were going to go and seek out the good shepherd, because that's who Jesus is. He's the good shepherd who comes to bring and seek his lost sheep back. And what better person than the lost sheep themselves to tell the story about the good shepherd being here? Because that's who Jesus is. He's our good shepherd who finds us and brings us back. And these shepherds are the first evangelists, the ones who go out and talk about Jesus, who spread the news, who spread the word that he is now here. Then it says in the scripture reading that we have, we read that Mary pondered all these things in her heart. She was thinking about all that had happened. And I guess we pose the question one more time. Well, what did Mary know? What did she know about this little baby lying in that manger? What is it that she was thinking about? Did she know who was really there? I would say yes, as again, because the angels told her that. But like any mother, she didn't know the road that lay ahead. Like most of us in life, things don't turn out quite as we think they would. The journey is going to take us on places that we really would prefer not to go. Mary, did you know that your son would be king, but that the road there would be hard and difficult? You would see him enthroned, but he would be enthroned on a cross. He would die for you, Mary, and for all of you. Mary didn't know that night all that would occur, but she did know and she did believe the words of God. He's the Son of God. He will be king. And you know the story. You know it now because you see with the eyes of past view. You know the story already. So believe the words. Believe the words that God has given to you. The words of Jesus himself as he tells us who he is. The words of the shepherds as they go spreading that joy throughout the neighborhood. And the message of the angels who tell us that this is the glory, this is the good news that God has come into this world. So sing tonight. Sing tonight about the angels praising God. Sing with them saying glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to good and goodwill to men. Because the little Lord Jesus who was lying in that manger, he's already completed that mission. He has already brought forgiveness and redemption and salvation to each and every one of you. That little Lord Jesus, he came for you. A blessed Christmas to each and every one of you. Merry Christmas to all.